talking in the crossover there. I think that 3-0 is a legitimate possibility for the Patriots.
Seems strong.
They're going to beat Seattle.
You know what? I kind of think so, too. And somebody tweeted out the graphic of, because this was a game, even pre the Cincinnati win, I thought this is going to be a win.
Same.
And I'm low on wins. I had like 3 wins for the year. This was one of them.
This was one of them.
So I'm certainly not going to change my opinion on it after they just beat Cincinnati. But I saw somebody tweeted out the graphic. I think it was the NFL Network and whatever show they were on. They had like 10 people on the show. Not enough takes, right? So they needed 10 people on the show. But they had all of their scores, I guess, for like every game. Oh, look at this. Terp crushing it on the Twitch and the YouTube.
Wow.
There it is.
Reading your mind. They're all picking Seattle. I hadn't seen
this.
Look
at that. I wasn't exaggerating. It's 10 different quote-unquote experts.
Oh, man. N. Shook took Seattle.
Everybody has Seattle.
K. Patra took Seattle.
These are the experts. Oh, friend of the show, Adam Rank on there.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, these are
G.
all.
G. Gordon took Seattle? Who
G.
are these
Gordon
people?
Liddy.
I like Daniel Jeremiah.
Okay.
MJD.
Oh.
Nice player.
MJD was good.
Built
nice
like a
player.
Fire hydrant,
but man, he could run you down.
I gotta say.
He was a good player.
Yeah, they wouldn't let him on a lot of amusement park rides.
Not any
but
of them, probably.
But no, he's a good player.
He could run the ball, though.
Yeah.
He's effective. No, but isn't that surprising to you? I know the Patriots are home dogs, but it's by 3 points.
Down to 3? It was 3.5, right?
I saw 3. Oh, no, 3.5 maybe.
Give me
maybe
that hook. I want that hook.
You need the hook.
Yeah.
On the north side of 3. I'll take that. South side of 3, stay away, folks.
Yeah, no, that hook's
no, important. I think they went outright, though.
Any gambler will tell you.
Maybe you sprinkle, which we are.
Yeah.
Maybe you sprinkle money line. Want a little juice? Sure you do. Who doesn't want juice?
I'll sprinkle money
you
line.
You like the juice?
The juice is good.
You
like
the juice?
I get you the juice.
I like the juice on the Bills tonight, if we're talking about it.
We're not talking about that, though.
Little Bills money line.
We're not talking about that game.
Sure, Patriots money line. I mean, I think they're going to win. Patriots money line, sure.
I like the
juice.
Kenneth Walker, who is their best offensive player, Seattle Seahawks, hurt, banged up. And he had a couple of really big runs for him and kind of opened up the offense for them. But then they didn't look great last week. And I know it's 1 week and teams can change. But Seattle, there's the classic like West Coast team playing a 1 o'clock game on the East Coast, all that. The body's off. The functioning of the body, they think it's a 10 a.m. for them.
Have you ever done that flight? You ever done a red eye?
I have done a red eye.
Let me tell you.
Dude, I did a red eye. You brought this up, all right? I did a red eye.
Yeah, I brought it up. Yeah.
I did a Vegas trip, my first ever Vegas trip a few months back. Me and a couple of the fellas.
You've never been to Vegas?
Never been to Vegas in my life.
I've never been to Vegas.
You haven't?
How about that?
It's good.
Wow. Into our 40s, never been to Vegas.
No, I don't know if I need to go back necessarily, especially now that you can gamble like right here on this chair. I can bet on games.
Not to say I wasn't focused during that crossover, but I was literally putting in bets in the crossover.
So it's lost some of the appeal. I know there's plenty of other stuff, but it's lost some of the appeal. It was cool. But anyway, I took a red-eye flight home, so I'm like, I want to maximize my time there.
Yeah.
I made the mistake, and I don't think they're a sponsor, but I flew Spirit Airlines,
okay,
which is the pits.
Okay.
It's the worst. And now, if they're a sponsor, dump all this, guys, but it's awful.
Like, yeah, dump out of that, would you?
So I was window seat against the wall, right?
Sure.
The two people next to me, it's not fair to say this, but just to paint the picture, walruses. I sat next to two walruses, and I was jammed into the thing.
Walrye.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
then,
yeah.
And I was on there first, and you're doing the thing where you're sitting
No.
Yeah. It's like tiny, like 90-pound girl. You're like, yes. So she walks right by you. You're like, okay, not her. And then you're like, you're waiting. And then you see these two get on there, and you're like, no. And they're like, I think this is us. I'm like, you think this is you? So they sit, and so like, and then what's even worse, like the guy sits in the middle and the girl sits on the, so I'm next to this giant man and he's like pressing up against me and I don't move on flights. I don't even move. I don't raw dog them. We talked about that.
We sure have. You won't.
I don't raw dog the flight.
What if you gotta use the restroom? You won't get up?
I don't. I'm like a camel.
You won't use the restroom.
No, it's mind over matter at that
point. I'm in my 40s now. I'm not
all the time.
I couldn't fly to New York and not take a leak.
It wouldn't have been fair to me to ask these two to get up. I don't think they would have been able to get up and get back down.
Yeah,
both of them. So I was jammed
aisles
in there.
Are tight.
I could not have been more uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I think I suffered an injury. Like the next 2 weeks, I was in bad shape. So then what I say now is if you ever do a cross-country flight on Spirit, just fly any other airline. So then me and my wife went, I don't even remember where we went.
Sure.
But we flew a different airline, regular seats, right? Not first class. It felt like first class because it just wasn't Spirit aisles or window seats.
So maybe what you're, this is actually a pitch for Spirit. Fly.
No.
Yeah, no.
Oh, it is.
Fly Spirit once,
so cross country.
Then you can really appreciate another airline.
Everywhere else you go, you're the lap of luxury. You get all the leg room in the world. Arm room, technology, You think Spirit has TVs? No, they don't have TVs, Jones.
No, they don't. In fact, they take your phone. They're like, let me take this. Like, yeah, you can't have that.
It's like a comedy show.
Oh, it's insane.
Like, throw that in the bag.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't take any pictures
of this. We can't have people taking pictures of the foot space that you guys don't have or the leg room.
Oh, my God.
It was insane.
So Seattle, you know.
So I like the Pats.
I don't know what they're flying.
But Seattle.
If it's Spirit, take the Pats by 100.
There's no way they're
going to alternate line. Move that line.
I would take them.
Yeah.
No, but like, I like them. I was a little bit surprised. I mean, I think Vegas clearly, not the city, but just the odds makers, aren't going to go crazy after 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet this is also a sign they think Cincinnati played horribly versus the Patriots were good. But like, I don't love Seattle. So I'll definitely take the home dogs to bark the loudest this weekend.
Okay. And then they're on the verge of being 3-0.
Well, no, that's okay. They'd be 2-0 at that point.
Yeah, but on the verge.
They're on the verge. It's a short week for them.
Being 3-0.
On the road.
Yeah, it's a short week for the Jets, too. I don't think the Jets are a layup this weekend. Do they have Tennessee? I don't think they're a layup against Tennessee.
Will Levis? I think they'll beat Will Levis.
Okay. Well, let's find out.
Do you think? Well, what? Tune in to find out.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see. Do you think the Jets?
As Craig Breslow likes to say, TBD.
Oh my God. Do you think the Jets are better than the Seahawks? Or you think they're kind of the same?
Yeah.
Really?
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
I think the Jets. Look, I don't love the Jets this year. And no, I take that back. They're better than the Seahawks. Yes. They're better than the Seahawks. But I don't think they're a playoff. I don't think the Jets are a playoff team. I think they're like a 500-ish team. So here's the point.
Yeah.
You know, I do. Sense, and you let us know, 617-779-7937. Genuine excitement or genuine interest to see what the Patriots are.
Yeah.
If they get blown out by Seattle this weekend, well, people will go, okay, week one was
one and
one. Off.
One and one, though. No, they'll say one and one.
I don't think they will.
No,
I mean, maybe, but I think
we live in the moment.
I think people will look at it and go, that was more about the Bengals. The Bengals weren't ready. They were on strike. They were boycotting. They weren't happy about their contract.
That was a mess.
They looked past the Patriots, whatever. I think we'll look back and go, that was more about the Bengals than it was about the Patriots. Seattle comes in and beats them, especially if it's not close. Then I think, okay, a lot of the excitement goes away. But I think there's genuine interest this weekend to see, are the Patriots that much better without Bill Belichick and with a new coach who they want to play for? Are they that much better with a career backup in Jacoby Brissett, but somebody who isn't
greater than
Mac Jones?
Yeah,
are they 100%. Are they that much better off? Are they on to something? Is this team a better operation than the dysfunctional mess that people didn't want to acknowledge they were, but the dysfunctional mess that they were the last couple of years? So I think there's genuine interest in that, and you could really, really snowball that forward. And so the question becomes, all right, how do you beat this Seahawks team? What's the game plan for beating a team like Seattle that got off to a 1-0 start against Bo Nix and the crummy Broncos?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it was a great performance by Seattle, as Curran told us the other day. You know, a couple of safety. It took two safeties in the game, for God's sakes. So I don't think they're a great team. What's the game plan for beating them, Keith?
I think it's going to have to be for the Patriots very similar to what they did last week. That's kind of what they have. I don't think, like, the previous Patriot teams, you remember if the team they faced had a bad run defense, they'd pass all over them. Mm-hmm. If they had a bad bad run defense, they'd run all over them. Like, they could beat you in a variety of ways. This Patriots team can't. So it's going to have to be running game and defense. And the big key is probably going to be Jacoby Brissett not turning it over once again. We'll probably say that every week as long as he's still the starter. Because case in point, you brought up my guy Bo Nix making his NFL debut. Threw two picks in the game. One of them was atrocious. One of them was like one of those, like, you can't throw that in the NFL.
So bad. And I haven't underscored this enough.
Yeah.
He could have thrown like four or five in that game.
Okay. But he did throw two.
One was horrible, and he could have thrown more, but he only, quote unquote, threw two, yes.
And so he did not have a very good game, and yet they had a lead in the second half, meaning the Denver Broncos did. So, like, the Seahawks had to come back. They ended up winning the game by six. 26-20 was the final. But I think the Broncos turned it over three times because Nix had the two picks. They also had a fumble lost. So if the Patriots don't do that and play it similar, I think – even though
has all day, but it's intercepted.
Oh no! Oh no! He says, as the ball's in the air, he goes, "Oh no!"
I mean, basically, Nix can't throw beyond like the line of scrimmage.
That's not true.
If he's throwing 5, 10, 15, 25 yards downfield, he can't do it.
It's very overstated. He would throw the ball.
It's not overstated. You hear Archuleta? It's not overstated.
Well, that was just a bad read.
Oh, yeah.
He shouldn't have thrown it into triple coverage. Yeah. I feel like that was a mistake on his part. But no, it's a similar game plan. You know, if they can run the ball against the
Well, if they have the lead and run the ball with Ramondre Stevenson, and then if the defense does well. So there was no T. Higgins last week, but you still had to deal with Ja'Marr Chase, and you still had to deal with Joe Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
Geno Smith, not as good as Joe Burrow. He does have a better tandem of receivers available to him this weekend. And then the fact that Kenneth Walker's kind of up in the air, that's pretty significant because he's one of their best offensive players. So Cincinnati, even an undermanned Cincinnati team, I can't talk up Joe Burrow all the time and then be like, well, like they were a mess. No, they still beat Joe Burrow. So the test was tougher, I think, last week than it is this week for the defense, who only allowed 10 points.
Yeah, Charbonnet, by the way, Zach Charbonnet, who they drafted in the second round last year, second-year player, would replace Kenneth Walker if Walker can't go.
And he had a touchdown catch last week.
So I was going to say, so Walker didn't practice yesterday. We'll see about his availability. By the way, Jerod Mayo, he's an 88 in Madden.
That's right.
But Walker had 100 yards last week. He had a touchdown. Charbonnet had a touchdown, but it was on a catch, as you just said. Mm-hmm. He ran it 8 times for 12 yards.
Yeah.
And their offensive line got banged up in that game, so who knows how healthy they'll be. I think the Patriots are going to stick with their game plan. You heard Jerod Mayo there in the clip right off the top of the show. Jerod Mayo saying, well, we're a running team. And he was asked about what you're going to do if another team reads you, says, hey, you've declared you're a running team. We are just going to take it away. Yeah. We're not going to allow you to run. And he says, well, we'll become a passing team. We have other things.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure about that.
No, I don't know.
I'm not so sure I have a lot of faith in it. So I think you have to run. You have to plan to run on this team. And Denver last week really couldn't. 25 for 99. I guess that's about 4 yards a pop, which actually isn't terrible. Most of that was Bo Nix, though, who was their leading rusher.
And most of it came on one rush. Like he had a big run.
He had like a 23-yard run. You're right, out of his 35. And so I don't know how easy it's going to be to run on this team. I think they're going to have to throw more. I don't know how much more because I don't think Seattle is dynamic offensively, and I don't think they're great defensively. But I think you're going to have to be able to throw more.
But I think also, like, you do give yourself a better chance. Like, if they're going to run, they're going to run. The Patriots are. And even when Seattle sells out to stop the run, I think you still try to run. And then at that point, you say, all right, now Pop Douglas is going to have to get open one-on-one.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be one-on-one, right? Like, all the guys you would assume are going to be freed up one-on-one, because if you were running the defense for Seattle, you're like, Stevenson, I need five guys at Stevenson at all times. Like, let the other guys beat you. Maybe Brissett makes a pass, but is he going to complete enough passes over the course of the game downfield, or do you take your
chances? Downfield? No.
No way.
Yeah, he might maybe dink it and dunk it, but not downfield. Stuff,
and, like, they have a young, decent secondary, right? This is years and years and years removed from the Legion of Boom, but they have a couple of, like, high draft picks. And
Tariq Woolen, Witherspoon, is that the other corner's name?
Devon Witherspoon was
the high pick.
Real high pick. Higher than Gonzalez, right? It was last year's draft. But anyway, I think that they're still going to try to run against them, and they might be able to. Because think about that. Cincinnati, especially the whole fourth quarter, knew the Patriots were going to run. That final drive in particular knew they were going to run, and they couldn't stop them. Now, how many games can Ramondre Stevenson be superhuman? I mean, the yards after contact stat is amazing, but is that
sustainable?
Is it? Like, I don't know. Like, no. That's a lot of hits.
No.
Like, he's not going to play 17 games, and he can't get 25 carries a game. We joked about how that would be far and away an NFL record for most carries in a season. So at some point, you're going to have to reduce his workload a little bit, or he's just going to get hurt. And then where do you go? Like, I know when we had Curran on earlier in the week, he was saying, well, you got Kevin Harris on the practice squad, and you got to get Antonio Gibson unlocked. They're not Stevenson. Like, I know a lot of people just sort of, I'm not saying Curran thinks this, but a lot of people are like, oh, running backs are replaced. We'll just put any running back in there. Do you think any running back would have had the success Stevenson had last week?
I don't know.
Probably not.
No.
You made a lot of guys miss.
I don't think anybody on this roster anyway.
No. There might be other guys in the league, but I'm saying, like, there's not one available to you right now to just swap him out and
right.
do that.
Yeah. Right. No, I agree with that. And so, number one, what's the game plan? Are you running? I agree with you. It's a game script thing. If it's a one-score game, sure, run all day.
Run it.
If you're down 2 touchdowns, you're not going to be able to do that.
What'll be interesting is if they get down in the game, does Seattle still say, we have to sell out against the run? Or do they drop it back a little bit and say, like, well, we don't want to get beat with the pass, which then allows you to, like, maybe run it again? Like, it'll be a good little game of chess.
Cat
coming
mouse.
Up.
Yeah, that's what that'll sure. be. Yeah. So what's the game plan? You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe, 617-779-7937. What's the number? If you had to pick a number they got to get to
Patriots
win this
offense?
Game against Seattle, yes. Offensively, or just, if you want to throw in a defensive score, go for it. But the point total they have to get to win this game this weekend.
It was
16 last weekend against the Bengals, who are a high-flying offense.
I was going to say, I would feel great about 20. I think I'd take 17.
20.
I'd feel great about 20.
Okay.
17, though, I think they can win. You don't think they can win like a 17, 13?
No,
you do, but 17, I'm saying like out there. The plural you, the you that I'm speaking with right now. No, I think they could hold Seattle. They held Cincinnati to 10 on the road. Could they hold Seattle to 13 at home?
Definitely.
Yeah, hell yeah, they could.
Definitely they could.
So I'll say 17 then.
I think that's the right number. And I agree with you. If they're into the 20s, you're throwing a parade, which
it's probably a defensive score.
I was just going to say, it probably means they actually scored on defense or special teams.
Which is fine. It's going to happen this year.
I think they win with 17. Can they get to 17? Hell yeah, they can get to 17 against this team. Denver got to 20 last week, and they needed a couple of safeties to do it. But Denver
all counts. Got to 20. Fine, go ahead.
So to me, that's the number. Get in the end zone twice, kick a field goal. I think you can win this game. That is not a high bar this weekend.